The family of slain African-American teenager Michael Brown has objected to a court refusal to charge the officer who shot dead the teenager. Brown's family lawyer, Benjamin Crump, denounced the legal process as unfair. The court decision prompted a night of unrest in different cities across the U.S. Egypt has warned protesters against holding new rallies as a massive march is planned in support of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. The interior minister says that security forces will use all means, including firearms, in the face of what he called incitements. France has delayed the delivery of a high-tech warship to Russia over the crisis in Ukraine. Reacting, Russia said that it will wait in accordance with the wording of the contract. Earlier, Moscow warned Paris of serious consequences unless it delivers one of the Mistral-class helicopter carriers by the end of November. Results from Tunisia's presidential election show the incumbent Moncef Marzouki will face the former Prime Minister Beji Caid Essebsi in a runoff vote. Second round of voting will now be held in December. Nearly 65% of eligible voters cast their ballots in the elections on Sunday. Indian troops fired tear gas to disperse Kashmiri demonstrators protesting against ongoing state assembly elections in the disputed region. The elections are being held in Indian-controlled region amid a boycott by pro-independence groups. Anti-Indian groups say the polls are an illegitimate exercise under military occupation. At least 17 people have been killed in a seven-story building collapse in Egypt's capital, Cairo. Several others are now trapped under the rubble. Building collapses are common in Egypt, where shoddy construction is widespread in shanty towns, impoverished neighborhoods, and rural areas. Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development has warned that the Eurozone stagnation poses a major risk to growth in the rest of the world. In a report, the OECD said that European countries have consistently underperformed during the past decade and may stay in stagnation unless they apply fiscal reforms. Human rights groups have condemned Israel's shoot-to-kill policy. They say the practice of killing suspects without trying to arrest them is a cause of concern. This after a wave of incidents in which Israeli police shot dead Palestinians accused of involvement in attacks on Israelis.